God be the glory. Amen. You may be seated in his holy presence. Amen. Giving God glory for this new day. Amen. A day we've never seen before. A day that God allowed us to be in. A day that we're going to dedicate unto him to worship him and to praise him. A day that we're going to glorify his holy and righteous name. A day that he has given us our clear minds, a day that he have healed our bodies, a day that he has brought us to this place that we can hear the word of God. Amen. I just thank God for this day. Even as I heard Minister Michael talking about the coffee pot and the different things that we take for granted that other people in the world have never even seen, they heard of it. And many times we wonder why everybody want to come to America, land of the free and the brave and all the other things, but they don't realize it comes with its issues and problems too. But in the flesh and the natural, who wouldn't want to come to a country where you have freedom and you have a choice to make a good living and have the conveniences and the latest of technology and all of that stuff? Who wouldn't? Amen? I'm pretty sure if I was in one of them border countries, I'd be trying to get over here too. Amen. Y'all don't feel like y'all here this morning. Amen? Amen. Well, I'm saying you don't take nothing for granted. And everything you're going through, you better start learning how to praise God and thank him for it. Because the three quarters of the world don't live like we live. Amen. They don't have, they can't even dream and imagine what you have. Amen. Probably more than that. Some people, only time they have seen a car is on TV. An airplane is when it flew overhead. They have no idea what it means to fly on a plane. They never heard. They may have heard, but they never experienced going on a cruise. Amen. The leisure land on a beach and just enjoying life. But God has blessed us with every good and perfect gift. Amen.
Yes.
And so when we come up short sometime, we still have to learn how to praise him because it's God who makes it possible for us to enjoy these things. Amen?
Yes, amen.
But we can't put those things before him because they're only temporary. Because we're going to leave all these things behind one day. But all of those who know Jesus Christ, where they're going, this stuff is going to look like a junkyard. It's going to look like nothing but loss compared to where Jesus is at. Amen?
Amen.
And it's good for whoever call on his name. It has nothing to do with your nation, your race, your color, your education, or any of that. It's just having your faith in Jesus Christ and trusting him as your Lord and Savior. Amen? That's not the message, but praise his holy name. I just want you to start looking at life a little different. And we cannot be people of complaint. If the world complains, the church is not supposed to complain. Christians are not supposed to complain. Amen? Didn't say we're not going to have issues and problems. But the word tells us to learn how to praise him in the midst of all of those things. Amen? We just thank God for yesterday we had an awesome time here. We had a double message from Pastor Jenkins and Apostle Hines. Amen. The one ran right into the other. And I'm still getting calls about how powerful those messages were. And I just hope that all the men that attended really begin to listen at what was said. Amen?
Amen.
Because God is really trying to build men up to be men.
Yes.
And stand and take your place in life if you want to have joy. And the way the man, the world in America defined man is not a man. It's the way God defines a man. That's a man. Amen.
Amen.
Because a man who knows God and follow God will walk in all the blessings of God all the days of his life. Amen.
Yes.
Psalms 1 said, blessed is the man, yes, amen, that walking not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. So the word of God is real, folk. Amen. And if we do what God tells us to do, we're going to be blessed. As Apostle Hines shared something with us yesterday, he said, when God says something, we ought to obey. Amen? Because when you don't obey God, two things set in, confusion and stumbling. You're going to be confused because you're hearing other voices. And get the word that God speaks, you become a stumbling block when you disobey. Amen? Now, some of y'all ain't picking up on this here.
All right.
You stumbling and tripling every day and trying to figure out why you're a good person and nothing happening for you. You can be good as you want to be. If you're not listening to God, you're going to be in a stumbling mode. Amen. Men have been stumbling all their life and still cannot stand up straight. But they're good people. They're very religious, but they don't want to obey God. This morning, we're going to talk about do your best for God. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Do your best for God. Do your best for God. Doing the best for God meaning putting God first. Amen?
Yeah.
Well, Mike already gave you that verse, Matthew 6:33.
Yes.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you.
Yes.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to do our best before you today.
Yes.
But our best is not good enough unless you are involved.
Yes.
So, Father, we just humble ourselves now before you. Holy Spirit, take over. Take over, take over, take over.
Mm-hmm.
Open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts. Holy Spirit, have your way here today.
Yes, Lord.
We humble ourselves before you, O Lord, because you are God all by yourself.
Yes,
we thank you for Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our great intercessor, who stands between you and us, pleading our case. Holy Spirit, go to work on us today. Not only us, but the body of Christ, the church, throughout the land, throughout the world, Father, where the saints of God is gathering. Wake us up, bring us in your presence, O Lord, speak to us as you always do, but let us listen and turn to you and realize the times that we're living in, Father, that you ought to be glorified. Father, we just thank you for all that you're doing here this morning, all that you're going to do and how you're going to change hearts. Oh God, we just ask in the Holy Spirit that you go out as the saints of God go out and share Jesus, that you would bring them in by the millions this morning. Because time is short, Lord. Time is short. Your word says you know everybody that belongs to you.
Yes, Lord.
That's more than we know. But God, we just ask you have your way here this morning.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, let the saints of God say amen.
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
You got through your second nap, all right, huh? Y'all ready now? Hello, Sister Ratanya. Good to have you back. Amen.
Amen.
They're putting hundreds of miles on her car ministering. Y'all don't realize she works in Houston, go all the way, I guess is what, west to a prison and minister to women during the week and then zip in here and then zip back to Houston because she made God a promise. Amen. See, when you're on a mission with God, everything else, it may be hard, but you're on it with God. How many realize when you do what God tells you to do, he's going to give you the strength to do it? Huh? He's going to give you the provisions to do it. Amen. We say we know that, so when God calls to do it, why we have to slow down and think about it? Huh? Just go do it, huh? Sister Ratanya got her Nike shoes on. Just do it, huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
God be the glory.
And this is what we're going to talk about this morning. Do your best for God. Coming from 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and 2 Timothy, the second chapter. Yes, we're going to read these words because it's very important, because this is basically where the Apostle Hans came out a couple of verses in chapter 2 there. But as I was studying this here, the Lord had me go back to chapter 1 and look at chapter 2, because it's really pertaining where the church is today. Now, this is a letter that Paul is writing to his spiritual son, Timothy, which this letter has been passed on us as believers. Amen?
Amen.
He goes on, and I got all three different translations, and I'm going to probably be jumping through each New Living Translation message as well as King James, because I want you to have clarity on where we are today. Because I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt, if we start paying attention as we're going through what we're going through, whatever we're going through, we will have more confidence that God is able to deliver us. Amen?
Yeah.
We will have more confidence that this is just a phase, it's just a season.
Yes.
And God knows how to bring us through.
Yes.
Amen. So, I'm going to start off here in the New Living Translation. In verse 1, it says, this letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle for Jesus Christ. I have sent out to tell others about the life he has promised through faith in Jesus Christ. He said, I'm writing to you, Timothy, my dear son. May God, the Father of Christ Jesus, our Lord, give you grace mercy, and peace. Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience. How many of y'all serve God with a clear conscience?
Amen.
Just as my ancestors did. Night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. That's what pastors do. You remember God's people in your prayers. Amen?
Amen.
We have to pray. And it's not about us. It's about what God would have us to pray about.
Yes.
But God wants pastors to pray for the congregation. Pray for the members, strong or weak. Pray for them.
Pray.
Remember you in prayer.
Yes.
How much time I spend on each individual, that's according to what the Spirit give me. Amen? Because some needs are greater than others.
Yes.
He says, I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we are together again. He said, I remember your genuine faith, for you share this faith that first filled your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. And I know that the same faith continues strong in you. I know people here has faith, amen?
Yes.
But God wants that faith to be stirred up.
Oh, yeah.
God wants that faith to go forth. Your mind, your eyes, and the things you see in the circumstances, faith is not involved in that. Faith is the things that you can't see.
Yes.
You can't figure out. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. You can't put your hands on it. But you trust God. Amen?
Yes.
And in the King James Version, he says, stir up that gift that's in you.
Mm-hmm.
In the New Living Translation, he goes on to say this here. He says, this is why I remind you to fan into the flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you.
Yes.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity,
mm-hmm.
but a power and love and self-discipline. King James says sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's missing out of many Christians, self-discipline, a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear,
yes.
but one of love, power, and a sound mind. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you need to memorize that verse. When the enemy come and attack you, in your mind say, this is not of God. Because we have to understand God gave me a sound mind. If I'm confused, I miss something because it's not coming from God. Amen? Now, I just told you when we disobey, confusion will come in. But that's just a part of being disobedient to God. God is not putting the confusion on you. You bringing that upon yourself. He said, God, he says, so never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord, and don't be ashamed of me either, even though I'm in prison for him. With the strength God gives you, be ready to suffer with me for the sake of the good news. Did we catch that verse? Huh? I'm going to read that from the New Living, from the King James Version. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me here in prison, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with what kind of calling? A holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. If the church could just grab that verse alone, amen? It's according to God's plan that already was put in effect before the foundation of the world. Amen? But did we catch that other part? He said, be a partaker of afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. The tax in your body is afflictions.
Yes.
The doubt and the fear that comes upon you is afflictions.
Yes, come on.
When your money disappears and you don't know where it's coming from, that's an affliction.
My God.
Things that just go south on you, that's an affliction. It's to stop you from spreading the good news. Amen?
Amen.
Paul said, join in with me as we go through these things and understand who has saved us. Amen? We quick to say, I'm saved.
Yes.
Well, salvation carries a whole bunch of stuff, folks. Amen? Affliction and all that is built in because through that, God builds us up in the most holy faith.
Yes, he does.
Amen?
Yes, he does.
And it talks about he who has saved us has called us with a holy calling. That's the reason you have to understand the call of God on your life is not something to take lightly. Good morning, are we here?
All right.
I say the call on your life is not to be taken lightly.
Amen.
Amen. How many people went to work this past week? Yeah. Huh? How many people went to work this past week? How many people was on time at work this past week? How many people stayed the full time and then just walk off and go home? Huh? Why can't we do that for the Lord? Huh? Huh? Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Remember God's day. I'm trying to get you to understand how you receive the powerful blessings of God. When your eyes pop open on Sunday morning, you should be jumping to get out that bed to go to the house of the Lord. Every church anywhere has the times posted. Amen? If church starts at 11 o'clock, don't show up at 11:30. If your boss tell you be to work at 7 o'clock, you keep showing up at 7:30 and see where you're going to be. Amen? Because there's something else that's driving at paycheck. The word of God says, endure like a what? A good soldier. Put up with some things. Don't be so easily offended. How many ever get offended on the job? Huh? How many meet people on the job that don't just treat you right all the time? How many know tomorrow you go to work, somebody going to be talking about, oh, another Monday morning. I got to come right back to the same place again. They didn't hear what Brother Mike has said. They didn't hear what he said. These people take it for granted they got a job. Where he's talking about, they don't even know what job is other than what they do. They don't have a paycheck. They don't have Social Security. They don't have all these other things. But we want to complain. The world going to continue to do that, but the believers, we can't afford to do that. Amen? I know the people are so glad when I stopped working for HPC. They hate to see me on Monday morning. That elevator be full. And soon they get on and start complaining. Oh, you know, I got to go over here. I got to hear all this. Here's another Monday. I praise the Lord. Thank God for a good morning. Amen. We're going all up to the 11th floor. Get to the second floor. The elevator clear. I'm only going to the fifth. Y'all going to have to get back on going up anyway. Amen. See, people got to understand the God that we serve. Thank him for what he has given us. Amen. I thanked him for that job that he blessed me with. Because I remember the time when I didn't have a job. And I had to take a job way below what I was being paid for. But even as I was complaining about taking that little $6.11 hour job. But God said, look at the big picture. Am I not sustaining you? Yes, Lord. But God, you see all of the people with us, they come here, they're getting the big jobs like we used to have. Endure like a good soldier. Endure what? Endure hardship like a good soldier. Why? Because you told me you would do what I asked you to do. Not realizing until my eyes open, I put you here for a purpose. It's not to make money. It's to protect these people and destroy evil that's in this place. And while I was there, God used me in that way. Amen? Amen. After everything had settled down and God got rid of the evil, now it's time for you to move on. Amen? But you have to learn how to be partakers of affliction and still be a Christian. Yes. It was times on that job that I could have got over at the crowd and start complaining with them about the boss we had. But the Holy Ghost was standing on the side of me, saying, that's not the crowd that you hang with. You got to shine for me.
Yes.
You got to do your best.
Yes.
What was going on during that period of time? I was making that $6.11. My wife would leave on Sunday evening to drive 242 miles to her job. I had a hard-headed teenager that was skipping school. I had a little baby that was a little over a year old. I got to pick up every Monday morning, drive 14 miles to my sister-in-law, drop off, and then go to work and work for $6.11 an hour. Put up with all the foolishness, but praise God and come back and continue to do this here for about 6 to 8 months. But I had to endure hardship like a good soldier. Oh, yes, I wanted to get back up to my 45,000 and get her back up to her 60-some thousand. It's a big difference between 45,000 and $6.11 an hour, isn't it? Huh? But you know what, Mom? God kept us. We never had to borrow a penny. And the ones that's very close to you, who you think would help you out, family, they shut the doors on you. They thought, you, oh, well, I don't know why y'all stepped out in this faith thing here. We ain't got nothing. I ain't asked you to give me nothing. I'm doing what God tell me to do. When God opened the door, their eyes bucked. Well, I guess we're going to have to learn how to live with your kind of faith. No, you learn how to live according to the word of God. That was my trail I had to walk. Amen. It wasn't easy, folk. I keep telling y'all the gospel of Jesus Christ is simple. Did I not? Huh? But walking it is not easy. But you got to walk with the Holy Ghost. In them $6.11 an hour, guess what? I had great joy. I look back on it, I really didn't miss anything. In fact, I got a greater blessing. Amen. God put me on course. He got me on the right course I need to be on. Because I was trying to tell God where I was going to be and what he was going to do. And guess what? It didn't work. Amen. But I understand what it means to be a partaker of afflictions. Because I had other saints that are going through some stuff too. And I hear them complain, say, come on, brothers, let's get together and start praying. And before we realize, all that stuff just passed away. And even with the $6.11 an hour, we still had joy. We still had fellowship. We didn't miss a beat. Amen? God wants you to understand the large amount of whatever this world has to offer is nothing compared to just an ounce of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Amen? What I'm trying to get you to understand this morning, that this is all part of God's plan that was planned out before the foundation of the world, according to God's purpose, not according to our purpose. This is reading Paul is writing this letter to Timothy so that he can spread this word on down to the other saints of God that this walk is not going to be a cakewalk. It's not going to be easy, but you can't give up. You can't let the first little thing hit you and you start crying about it. Amen? You can't stop reeling from the pain. You have to understand God is the one that's the healer. Amen? As you're going through all of these things in life, even sick on the bed of affliction, understand he's the healer. I thank God for hospitals and nurses and all the medication, all stuff they have out there, but he's the healer.
Yes,
when God says, get up, you get up.
Yes, Lord.
When God says, by my stripes you heal, you receive it by faith.
Yes, Lord.
That faith of God has a way of going through all of this sickness and killing every germ and every affliction inside of you and raising you up again with the glory of God. Amen?
Yes.
The glory of God is so great that it'll clear up a confused mind. It removed dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yes.
It'll straighten you up with power and authority.
Yes.
But why are you in your health and strength today,
yes,
go through hardship like a good soldier?
Yes.
Amen. Know that God is still in control. Know that God has not forgotten you.
Yes, Lord.
Even during them troubled times. I have a friend still in San Antonio. She teased me sometimes. Well, I said, well, brother, so hard, I guess God done closed the doors. And he teased me today. He said, I don't know what door you thought he closed, but I look at you, look like all the doors been open. Amen? But during that period of time, it didn't feel like them doors was open. Amen? I'm not going to tell you, I was just praising him all the time. No, I wasn't. But the public and nobody else saw me crying out to him. I mean, complaining. But when I was with him, I was talking to God. Amen? But at the same time, God, I don't care how bad it gets, I'm still going to honor you. I'm still going to serve you. Amen? I'm going to worship you and go on. And that's where God wants us to be today. Paul says, I was appointed as a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Many of you got calls on your life that you're not walking in those calls. And when you don't walk in those calls, how can God use you? Amen? See, the call is not the same in everybody's life. Why God called me to do this and called you to do that? Because he's God. God put this plan into place before you ever even existed. And so what he called you to do, you have to understand we serve at his great pleasure. We
yes.
was created for his great glory. Amen?
Yes.
Because one day, all of this is going to pass away.
Yes, it will.
All this corruption is going to be incorruptible. Amen?
Yes.
Mortality is going to leave you and immortality is going to be with you forevermore.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
That 10th verse says, but it is now made manifest by the appearing of our our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I'm appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed of my suffering, for I know whom I believe, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Yes, Lord.
Are you committed?
Yes, Lord.
Do you believe God can keep those things that you're going through to that day?
Yes.
Huh? Don't convince me. You got to convince yourself. You got to convince yourself that you are able to go through God, even in my mess ups. You know how to deal with that and clean it up.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Keep me, Jesus.
He says, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwell in us. Don't forget, as a believer, the Holy Ghost dwells in you.
Yes.
I don't feel him. He's not there for you to feel. You have to know he's there by faith.
Yes.
If you accepted Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Amen?
Yes.
That good thing which was committed unto thee to keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom is Philemon, or Philelagus, and Hermogenes. I'm messing up them names. I listened to them, but I can't pronounce them. Hermogenes, that's it, yeah. The Lord give mercy to Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligent, found me. The Lord granted unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus. Thou knowest very well. The great Paul, the great apostle, mm-hmm. talks about these two men who was very close to him, mm-hmm. and all the people in Asia who followed him, they deserted him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So you have to understand, that's the reason Powerhouse of Praise can stand. Because even those that desert us, God still got some who will stand with us. Amen.
Yes.
And as Paul said, I say unto him, may God grant you great mercy. And blessings, for on that day you stand before him, it's going to come up that you stood with us at Powerhouse of Praise when everybody else went away.
Amen.
That's when we have to understand the call of God is without repentance.
Yes,
we have to stand where God called us to stand.
Yes,
if everybody leave, you stand.
Amen.
Because on that day, each and every one of us got to give an account to Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
All my life, even before I come a preacher, really, even before I become a Christian, I see something happen in the church and somebody say something, one leave, 10 will leave. They mad at the pastor. They going to have to give an account of that one day. Being a good Baptist, first thing, I'm moving my membership. That's all you're doing, moving your membership, just going one place here, there, and there. It was in Dayton. I told his mother one, I said, your son, he came and joined the church. So he joined everybody's church here in Dayton. Amen. Moving his membership. So they tell him about his sin, he hears the sermon, he's gone. Amen. For God sees all of that stuff.
Yes, yes.
But I never forget the word of God says that he places in the body where it pleases him.
Amen.
I don't care how hot it gets. I don't care what goes on. I ain't leaving. Amen.
Amen.
Not just because I'm a pastor, but even when I was in the church, a member, things happen. Folk come to me, man, I know you're leaving. I'm not leaving anywhere. God put me here. Oh, man, you see what you call it sin. I don't call it sin. I call it what God said you don't like. Because he's not in agreement with you. You ready to buck up and leave. Had one gentleman, was a preacher, come to me, always come to me. I got over 2,700 hours of Bible study time. I can't go along with what Coleman up there preaching. I said, Coleman is not preaching as you call him. I said, his name is Reverend Joseph Coleman. And he's not here to preach to please you.
Amen.
I think I'm going to have to leave. I said, I heard you've been to some other churches, so you might as well go on to your ninth church. This is eight, and move on to the other one. And then you go out and start a church and drop dead. See, people don't understand the power of God. And putting your lips on God's people, it can cost you your life. That's the reason I preach is the way I do, because you don't hear this kind of preaching on the TV, on the internet, and in many churches. You don't know how dangerous you put your life in when you put your lips on God's people. Not just preachers, any one of God's people.
Amen.
Keep your lips off of them.
Amen.
Don't judge them.
Jesus.
Even if they're sin, pray for them. That's your avenue. That's what you've been given to do. We have to understand the call of God is powerful. Cause you to lose your life.
Jesus.
Cause you to check out of here way before you want to.
My God.
As we look in this first chapter, Paul had some great things to say to Timothy, because Timothy was still young and Timothy was still at the place of being influenced. But Paul reminded him, he says, that which is in you, God put in you. You've been observing this since you was a little boy. You know your grandmother was filled with the Holy Ghost. You saw your mother filled with the Holy Ghost. You saw the power of God moving them, and it's in you too. Now let the Holy Ghost build up your faith. I know it's in you because I laid hands on you. And God wants to do a great work with your life. Don't get tainted with this world out here. Don't let people tear you down because you're young. Because you're full of the Holy Ghost, God wants to use you. That's what I say to you. And then you have those out there, you don't need to be around here. You see, ain't nothing happening here. Ain't no prosperity here. You need to go somewhere else. That preacher preached too hard. He's hard on you and everything. He don't never have no love to come out. Amen. Everything I'm preaching is love. Amen. Because I'm trying to teach you how to endure hardship as a good soldier. Amen. I'm trying to teach you how to have some fortitude when trouble comes, that you will stand and not bolt and run. What's the world saying? A quitter never wins and a winner never quits.
Amen.
Amen. It's painful in this life.
Yes, it is.
But I know this life shall not continue forever. Not in this body. But the real me will live forever.
Yes.
With my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
I say I thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
And that's what Paul said. You don't be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't be ashamed of me.
Because
I'm in jail. And King James Version, he said, though I'm bound, the word of God is not bound. Amen. So you have freedom with the word of God on the inside of you. That's the reason they could have a prayer meeting in the Philippian jail at midnight. Amen. Because the word of God was in him and it's just flowing through him. Amen. Well, you know, now them boys were beaten. They was bleeding. They was hurting. But they was praising God at midnight. Amen. And God heard it. And the jail shook. The doors come open. I don't know if the God just feel they was pretty secure, so he took him a doze off. He woke up. Next thing, he said, I might as well kill myself. I know it's going to happen to me in the morning. Paul said, hey, put that sword down. Don't do it. Ain't nobody left here. We're all here. Come on over here. Let me talk to you. As he began to share, the jailer took them home with him, bandaged up the wounds, and guess what? The jailer and his family got saved.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, that's what
I'm talking about. Endure hardship like a good soldier.
Yes.
How many of you be going home with the jailer and get bandaged up? Because Paul says, you know what? I'll do whatever it takes to get people saved.
Amen.
Amen. See, when you get the revelation of Jesus Christ, you want everybody saved.
Yes, Lord.
You have to get it to yourself where you say, I don't care how these people act. I'm going to share Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I want them saved. They don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
They may be crazy as a bat. I was too once upon a time. But until the light of Jesus Christ shining in, then the light bulb will go off. Amen.
Yes.
Some of us just ripping, running up and down the highway everywhere, trying to do all kinds of things, trying to accomplish this. I was talking to somebody last night, slow down and let God be God.
Mm-hmm.
Quit trying to accomplish that which you've never given you to do. And let the Holy Spirit do his own job.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And to you families, you know, tighten it up. Yes. Husband, wife, tighten it up. The enemy is out to destroy you and your family if you don't know it. Be one on one accord. A three-chord string is not easily broken. If you do what husband and wife are supposed to do unto the Lord, Holy Ghost will be in the midst and you can stand anything.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, in marriage, it's simple too, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But once you love God and you love your helpmate, you can go through with them. Amen.
Amen.
I know God gave me the best of the best.
And
I look over that sometime, and my mind get to wondering, amen. No, you couldn't make a better choice, because I'm God. I gave you the best, amen?
Amen.
Amen. And that's who you're going to have until I call you home or call her home or call both of you home. That's a good thing, amen?
Amen.
When you can have confidence in one another because Christ is the center of our life. We don't have to sing the song. We know he's the center of our life.
Yes.
Amen. So the enemy knows we know that. So he got to go on attack.
Yeah,
we can't attack you. We can't attack you through this church. We'll go through your family and tear it up. But you know what? God has strengthened us in that area too.
Yes.
I love your daughter. I love your grandchildren. But you know what? You ain't going to shake my faith.
Amen.
You're not going to break me. You may want to live broke and disgusted. You may want to live the life that you think the world got to offer.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep telling you whether you want to hear it or not. Because
yeah.
I know you need what I have and you want what I got. But you need him. Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
Folk, you just going to have to be able to say no to them children and grandchildren sometime. And let them know if you don't want to serve Christ, then you don't. I'm going to love you. But don't bring that spirit this way. Because you and the spirit are going to be flying out of here. Amen. When the Holy Ghost get a hold to you, you and that spirit ain't going to want to come nowhere near us. Amen?
Amen?
God has proven that over the years.
Yes.
And so, folk, you can't let this flesh get in the way. 2 Timothy 2 and 1. Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God has given you in Christ Jesus. You've heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to others, trustworthy people, who will be able to pass them on to others. That's all we're here to do.
Yeah.
Amen. See, that's all we're here to do as pastors.
Yeah.
We just to give you what God says. Amen.
Yeah.
And I have witnesses here know that what I have preached have come to pass.
Jesus.
So what I have preached, the Holy Ghost give me, you take it and pass it on to somebody else.
All right,
amen. That's all it is about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It
passing it on to someone else.
Yeah.
And don't assume everybody know what you know.
My God.
You stand on what you have been taught and been confirmed by the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yeah.
Because there's so many false doctrines out there. If you do not know Jesus Christ, if you're not standing on a solid rock, all that craziness out there is going to shake your foundation.
My God.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be entangled. King James Version, he goes on to say, and the things that thou hast heard of me among my witness, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
A good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
Not a good soldier of the U.S. Army.
My God.
A good soldier of Jesus Christ.
My Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
You got to get that in your spirit. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life.
All right.
But then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. See, too many folk in church get tied up with the affairs of the world and take their eyes off of Jesus.
My God.
But you're a soldier that's in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
So you get focused on what the Lord tell you to do. Amen?
Yes.
And understand that your faith in Christ is so strong, you don't have to worry about somebody pulling you away when you stand on the word of God. Amen? That's the reason you can stand in the midst of anybody. I don't care if it's doctor, bishop, pope, so-and-so. I don't care how long he studied, how many hours he got. The word of God does not change. If he had written it on tabs of your heart, don't let nobody move you from that.
Yes.
Amen? If God has done a miraculous job in your life, he healed your body, he delivered you, he brought you from the murk and mire, he blessed you with supernatural finances and stuff, don't let nobody shake your faith on that when you give your testimony.
Yes.
This folk out, God, don't do that kind of stuff. God don't heal anymore. They're sitting up around you and everybody starts saying they be looking at you like you're crazy. So you can look like cockeyed junior you want to, I'm still going to hold on to Jesus. Amen? I'm not. You're not gonna shake me. I know what God has done for me.
Amen.
I was blessed before I met you. I'm gonna continue to be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. And when you take that stand, guess what? Sooner or later, you're going to have a Nicodemus knocking on your door in the evening when nobody else around. Can you tell me a little bit about that, what you was talking about? I want to know Jesus like you because I see what's happening. I know I stood with the mother folk who stand against you, but I got a feeling something telling me I need to hear what you got to say. Amen? Stand on the word of God. You'll never be made ashamed. It says athletes can't win the prize unless they follow the rules. We say that all the time, huh? All these folk rising to the top and they come find out they've been doping, they've been doing all this other stuff. And then all the stuff get taken away, they're embarrassed. And all of a sudden they just disappear from the earth. They're around here somewhere. But see, if you just do what you're supposed to do in truth, you're never going to be embarrassed. The world may initially put you down, tie you up, but truth always wins out.
Yes.
That's when there's no shortcuts in this walk.
My God.
Amen?
Amen?
I wish I could get amen off of that.
Amen.
I wish I could get somebody to just take this at its value and stand up for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know, understand there's no shortcuts in this walk.
Yes.
I want the men to learn how to press in.
Yes.
Men, you have a spirit that will impress other men and impress your sons. We need men of God who will stand up and their sons look at, that's my dad.
Yes.
He's got integrity.
Yes, Lord.
What he say is going to happen is going to happen.
Oh,
if it's in his power to do it, he's going to do it.
Yes.
And somebody's come along, well, you know what I'm saying, man, no, you waste your time. You can't move my dad. Amen. I mean, no, you can't move God. That's my dad. Amen.
Yes.
My confidence in him.
Yes.
If I follow what he tell me to do, guess what? You ain't going to move me either. Praise his holy name. God is trying to build up the men in the body of Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Men, it's good to have powerful Holy Ghost filled wives.
Yes.
And they can only go so far and do so much. But they want you to learn how to stand up.
My God.
And lead the household. Amen.
Yes.
They want you to learn how to stand up and be what you're supposed to be. I got a call from California the other day about a young couple I know and everything. And there's the mother was telling us, I really need you to pray for this family here. It's her son and his wife and all. Says, you know what? They're moving right along, but the wife decided she wanted to quit her job and go back to school. And we had a little meeting, and she got upset and everything. And so that's his job, take care of me. I said, but you're a two-income family. We can't make it. Well, he had to work two or three jobs. Take care of us.
Uh-oh.
I said, well, we got to pray. Amen. Y'all started out this way, and now she trying to use the scripture against you.
Ooh.
Tell the truth, she's right. But she's doing some other things, too, from the conversation to telling, and they don't want to see what she's doing. But nevertheless, I got to pray for them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Men, it's our responsibility to take care of our families.
Yes.
Just about everybody in America is a two-paycheck family. Amen. And when I was making that $6.11, I couldn't even get that. I went to God, Brian. God, your word says right here, Father, I want you to see this here. I know it's there. You said a man that don't take care of his family is worse than an infidel. I'm out here trying. I say I'm out here wanting to pick up paper, whatever it takes to have a job. I got to take care of a family. God knew that. But he wanted to see that I really know it. Did I really have the integrity to go after? I was still hoping he would drop that big job on me. But he dropped that little $6.11 out there, amen? But that $6.11 hour would come handy on that Friday, amen? It kept us, amen? And Lord, I know that you didn't put me and my wife together for her to be 200-some miles away from me working for a whole week. How long is this going to go on? God said, I got you on a mission right now, amen? And then God said, one of my best friends, when I was getting ready to settle down, he come out to look around. He says, time for you to go where your wife. Huh? What? He said, time for you to go where your wife. I said, well, thing, look, it's time for you to go where your wife. Wow, he's really adamant this time. Later on, he told me, he said, man, you ain't looking around here. He said, but the enemy is setting you up. It's time you go where your wife. How the enemy? He said, boy, don't you see all these women around here always running up in your office? He said, you get naive and crazy sometimes. I know you. Now, you may be holy, but you're going to fall if you don't go where your wife. I said, yes, sir. I got it this time. Took a little while, but I got it. Amen?
Amen.
See, God always has somebody there. a watchman on the wall.
Yes.
Especially for us who's slow to take it in. Sometimes you know how that rain have to go through that hard ground and soak in? So that rain was barely just running off the top. But God had to send a soaker to let the soak in and so I could get the message. Amen?
Amen.
Folks, I'm telling you things because it wasn't no easy times. That was the hardest time we ever went through in our life. But look at us now. We're blessed of the Lord. Amen. That's the reason I know how, at this point, how to endure hardship as a good soldier. Now, what's up the road? I have to pull from that. Because this is not over. It's not going to be over till I walk out of this life. But the point I have to understand, the same God that brought me thus far,
yes,
he can carry me all the way.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
see, because I believe God and I believe his promises. Amen. I know God is always going to put food on the table. If it's not on the table, then where did I mess up? Amen. I know God is always going to provide. If he stopped providing, then I have to go check out my checklist. Amen. Now, you know, I'm not looking to go live in no cave and be fed by no raven. But if that's what God have to do, nevertheless, praise his holy name. God can do whatever he wants to do. And I'm not going to tell you everything God do. I'm happy about it. Amen. But I understand in the end, the joy of the Lord is much greater than my little being happy. Amen. And so that's where we have to understand how to press into these things. Paul says to Timothy, think about what I'm saying. The Lord will help you understand all these things. Always remember that Jesus Christ, the descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And because I preach this good news, I'm suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the word of God cannot be chained. King James, cannot be bound. Amen. When you're suffering, you're trying to do God's will. Just understand, even through your suffering, people don't understand. And some may mock you, but the word of God is free. And it's working in them, even who mock you.
Yes.
We have to understand the power of the word of God. Whether you know it or not, if you live holy, you are God's glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's the reason God could brag on Job.
Yes.
I'm trying to get us to a place God can brag on us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That we will be able to go through whatever we're going through and trust him. He says, I'm suffering because of the good news.
Yes.
But he goes on to say, so I'm willing to endure anything if it would bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen.
Yes.
This is a trustworthy saying, if we die with him, we will also live with him.
Yes.
If we endure hardship, we will reign with him.
Yes.
If we deny him, he will deny us. But I'm under grace. I'm under grace. God, I served all them years. I'm under grace.
My God.
Praise his holy name. God loves you, saints.
Yes,
he
does.
But I talked a little bit of yesterday, and I keep telling people don't fall for that fake grace. Grace don't give you license to do whatever you want to do. Understand, we all going to go through things. We're going to get our feelings hurt. We're going to get put down. We're going to look like a loss and nobody come to our aid. But you know, when nobody is coming and everybody shut the door and everybody say, I can't help you, God will say, here I am, come to me.
Yes.
They would help you. They can't help you. I'm the one let the door shut. You rebuke the devil. He's on the other side of the world. Ain't the devil doing it. I'm doing it because I want you to know who I am. You praise me, you worship me with your lips, but do you know that I am Jehovah Jireh? Do you know that I'm a healer? Do you know I'm a deliverer? Do you know I'm a peacemaker? Do you know I'm a way out of no way? You got to get in your spirit. You got to get in your spirit. You got to get in your spirit. Jesus is Lord. God loves us. I say God loves us. Every one of you don't realize you walk in the bountiful blessings of Jesus Christ even right now. Regardless of what you face and what you're going through, God is blessing you right now. Make the connections in the spirit with the Holy Ghost. And understand God has not left you out.
Yes, Lord.
He goes on to say, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful.
Yes.
For he cannot deny who he is. Amen. Boy, that's a wonderful verse. If you don't know another verse in the Bible, understand. He is faithful.
Yes.
Even when we are unfaithful. Because
yes.
He can't deny himself. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Thank God for Jesus. I saw that verse and Lord, if this verse wasn't here, I'd be in some trouble.
Amen.
Amen. Remind everyone about these things. And command them in God's presence to stop fighting over words. Such arguments are useless. And they can ruin those who hear them. Work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth. Avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior.
Amen.
Too many Christians cracking jokes.
Amen.
Too many Christians want to have fun. Don't you realize that just leads to more ungodliness? Wow. I like you said, such arguments are useless and they ruin people. Did you know that?
Amen.
This kind of talk spreads like cancer, as in the case of Hymenaeus and Philetus. They have left the path of truth and claim that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. In this way, they have turned some people away from the faith. Be careful when you come up with these crazy new revelations. Or anybody say, God gave me a new revelation, you'd better turn them radars on and have your Bible, hear what they got to say. We got these false doctrines running around this nation right now, this black Hebrew mess going on.
Yes.
This replacement theology. These folk out here talking about, I'm going to follow this because I know God is with them. He told them they're going to start a church. Satan used everything he can to pull you away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you don't know the word of God, how can you tell the truth from the counterfeit? I know I preach the word of God by the power of the Holy Ghost. If you get the word of God where it needs to be in you, nobody will be able to deceive you. You may not understand everything they say in the time, but just get a Holy Ghost time. And he'll reveal the falsehood and all this thing. This is a hard saying. When I read this here, Lord, this is what's happening today. People with all this stuff leading other people away from the faith. You know why? Because they don't want to sit under the man or woman of God. They don't want to hear truth. They want to follow somebody going to tell them what they want to hear. Isn't that something? I said, Lord, this is something that we're seeing. It's unfolding right before our very eyes. But he goes on to say, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation of stone with this inscription, the Lord knows whose are his. Amen. That's where you can shout, God know who belongs to him. You know, you hear at funerals and people try to preach people into heaven, and I know what they're doing in the heaven. You don't know nothing. All you see is a body there, and you hope that they what you think they might be. The word of God says that the soul and the spirit is with God. And he makes the final determination where we are. Isn't that something? And all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Did you catch that? Everybody who belongs to God, I know God is dealing with me and I know he's dealing with you. We got to turn away from evil. Every form of evil is dangerous. It's very dangerous. Because little leaven does what?
Leaven the whole lump.
All right. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions. And the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. That's the reason we have to keep ourselves holy unto the Lord.
Amen.
Not looking and measuring ourselves according to somebody else and judging those people thinking that makes us holy. But we have to let the word of God purge us, clean us up, put us where we need to be. And when the Holy Spirit convicts us of our wrongdoing, we need to repent, not try and talk God out of what he just showed us. God, I messed up. Yes, Lord, help me to go in that direction that you're leading me to. Amen. How many of you really want to be used by God?
Amen.
He says, your life will be clean and you'll be ready for the master's use for every good work. Run from anything that stimulates your youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteousness, living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. And again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only starts fights. Amen?
Yes.
You don't have to debate. Did you know as a Christian? You just hold fast to the word of God. You don't have to prove nothing. You just say what the word of God says. Move on. You and I used to be one of the people who got to have the last word. It caused so many issues. But I finally learned, I don't have to have the last word. Just say what God says. That's it. Leave it. You know? Because God's word has a way of working in people and bringing them around the truth. And it's, man, you know, I couldn't receive what you were saying first. But now, somebody's trying to tell me, I missed this here. Can you share that with me? Now, they're able to receive it.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, must be kind to everyone, be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. Help me, Lord. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those hearts and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Many people are held captive by the enemy. And that's where you have all these arguments and disputes, because the enemy is trying to disturb God's people. That's the reason I encourage you today, don't get offended. Every little thing people say, hear what they say. Turn around, even if you're wrong, or even if they're wrong. Tell them you're going to pray for them. If you got all in your heart, ask them to forgive you. And if they don't forgive you, that's okay. You did it. Amen. And pray for them. God knows how to turn their hearts. They'll come back and say, you know, I was wrong. I was mad at you for 12 years, but the Lord told me I ain't going nowhere until I get this mess out of my heart. So I'm asking you to forgive me. Amen. It's really just that simple. We serve a mighty God. Amen.
Yes, we do.
Do your best for God. God bless you.
Amen.